Beaufort County this week. Today is Friday, May 17th, and this week recording artist Darius Rucker celebrated his 58th birthday. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by BCTV. Hilton Head Christian Academy won the Skeezer 3A baseball title. Community members joined together to honor a pair of veterans that were buried in Beaufort National Cemetery, and a hate crime ordinance was passed by Beaufort City Council. All this and more coming up on Beaufort County this week. Beaufort County is a really popular destination for residents of this world. It's also a popular destination for residents of the supernatural world. Be sure to check out Sea Island Spirits, where BCTV's Cassie Hedden takes us on a journey about local spirits, haunts, legends, and other spooky things in Beaufort County. Find episodes of Sea Island Spirits on BCTV and on the BCTV YouTube channel. From WSAV, the Hilton Head Christian baseball team claimed the Skeezer Class 3A state title on May 15th with a win over PD Academy. HHCA defeated PD 12-4 in Game 2 of the championship series at Hilton Head Christian to win the championship. Hilton Head Christian, the number one seed in the upper bracket, went 6-1 through the tournament. Their only loss came to Williamsburg, but the Eagles avenged that loss, defeating Williamsburg twice to advance to the championship series. The Eagles were led by catcher and Clemson commit, Steele Bird. From the Island News, the public came out Friday, May 10th, to honor a pair of unclaimed veterans from Berkeley County who were laid to rest at the Beaufort National Cemetery. Two veterans, Navy Gunners Mate Petty, Officer First Class Lewis Melvin Coy III and Air Force Senior Airman Benjamin Harrison Hyder III, died without any friends or family who could claim them, but due to their veteran status and the persistence of the Berkeley County Coroner's Office, Beaufort County Coroner's Office, and Beaufort National Cemetery, they were buried with full military honors. The Patriot Guard riders were present, and the ceremony, presided over by a local pastor, was conducted as if the men had their families present. From WSAV, the Beaufort City Council has announced it approved a hate crime ordinance. The decision, which took place on May 14th, means Beaufort joins 12 other municipalities in South Carolina that have passed such ordinance. This is long overdue, City Councilman Neil Lipschitz said. We hope that by joining the other 12 municipalities in South Carolina in passing a hate crime ordinance, we are sending a clear message to Columbia that it's time for action by our state legislators to pass a similar measure for inclusion in the South Carolina Code. Under local ordinances, hate intimidation is defined as the intent to intimidate a person or persons because of actual or perceived race, color, creed, religion, ancestry, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical or mental disability, or national origin. From the Island News, Beaufort High senior Rebecca Thompson has been selected as the winner of the 5th annual Ann Head Literary Prize for short story fiction. Thompson will receive a $500 cash award. Publication of an excerpt from her prize-winning story, The Canary Rain Boots, in Lowcountry Weekly, and her addition to the award plaque at Beaufort High School, joining previous winners Claire Bowden, Holland Perryman, Christine Conti, and Mickey Thompson. Ranked academically in the top 10 of her BHS graduating class, Thompson is a past commander and current member of Junior ROTC, the Green Team, and the Kitty Hawk Honor Society. She is also a member of the National Honor Society, DALO, which stands for Diversity Awareness Youth Literacy Organization, BHS Orchestra, and Beaufort Children's Theater. A Beaufort County District Senior Scholar and AP Scholar, Thompson has also been honored with the Palmetto Follow Scholarship, the Nu Delta Omega Chapter Scholarship of Alpha Kappa Alpha, the Air Force ROTC Scholarship, the Air and Space Forces Association Award, the Distinguished Cadet Award, and National Sojourners Award, among other honors. Thompson will begin her studies in the Honors College at the University of South Carolina this fall, majoring in psychology.
An
And now here are some events to get you out and about this weekend. On May 17th, 18th, and 19th, the Beaufort Children's Theater presents Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Jr. Take a fantastic musical adventure with an out-of-this-world car that flies through the air and sails the seas. Based on the record-breaking West End production and beloved film, and featuring an unforgettable score by the Sherman Brothers, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Jr. is one blockbuster that audience will find truly scrumptious. Head to uscbcenterforthearts.com for more information. The Jazz Corner at 1000 William Hilton Parkway on Hilton Head will host Champion Fulton Trio. Champion Fulton Trio returns to Hilton Head, South Carolina. Visit their website to make your reservations. This event is sure to sell out. Tickets can be found at thejazzcorner.com. And the town of Bluffton is hosting movie nights again in 2024 to celebrate our beautiful parks and green spaces. All family and visitors are encouraged to these free events. Kids activities start at 5 and movies start at 6. Please check with the town of Bluffton before making plans, as scheduled events are subject to change. Tonight from 5 to 8 p.m., you can enjoy the fun. The movie featured will be Trolls Band Together. The location will be Buckwalter Place Park at 103 Buckwalter Place Boulevard in Bluffton. Head to BlufftonSC.com for more information. And as always, the Highway 21 Movie Theater has great movie fun. On Screen 1, you can catch a double feature at 8:30 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's IF, rated PG. And then following that at 10:15, it's Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire. On Screen 2 at 8:30, you can see Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, rated PG-13. And then at 11, The Fall Guy, rated PG-13. And on Screen 3 at 8:30, you can see The Strangers, Chapter 1, rated R. And then at 10:05, it's Tarot, rated PG-13. Hopefully, some of these events piqued your interest, and maybe I'll see you out and about this weekend. Have a fun and safe weekend, Beaufort County. As always, we ask you to check out our friends at Beaufort County Animal Services on their Facebook page. Today, we'd like to highlight Nutella. Nutella here. I am 2 years old and ready to find a home. The first picture on the Facebook page is Nutella at K9 Resorts for Doggy Daycare. She loves playing with other dogs and socializing. The first picture of Nutella is at K9 Resorts in Bluffton for Doggy Daycare. Nutella loves playing with other dogs and socializing. Nutella is already housebroken and is very sweet. Nutella loves walks, but is kind of slow since Nutella likes to sniff everything. Nutella is available to adopt, foster, or foster to adopt. If you're interested, please call 843-255-5010. And we'd like to highlight Shelby. Shelby is a 2-year-old male dog that is available to foster or adopt. He loves to play ball and go on walks. He's potty trained and is used to houses. He was surrendered for not fault of his. The family moved to a community that doesn't allow dogs. He's very friendly with other dogs. He has not been around cats, but can be tested if needed. He would love to be part of an active household or a home with a yard. If you're interested in meeting Shelby, call 843-255-5010. And finally, let's highlight Leo. Leo is a 3-year-old and was found as a stray. Leo loves other dogs and would be best suited in a home with either a canine brother or sister. Leo is shy towards new people at first, but is oh so loving once he opens up. He loves going for walks and is super good on leashes. He's available to adopt, foster, or foster to adopt. If interested in Leo, head over to 843. If interested in Leo, call 843-245-5010. Thanks for listening to Beaufort County This Week. This podcast is a production of BCTV. For more information on BCTV, head to BeaufortCounty.tv. Matt Golden, Production Specialist. Cassie Hedden, Production Specialist. Chloe G, Social Media and Production Specialist. Vincent Verga, Director. All rights reserved.